Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Quick disclaimer before we start. I managed to fuck up the microphone setup, so the sound isn't at its best quality. I've done the best I can with the recording, but I do apologise if it isn't up to its usual standard. This podcast is part of the You Haven't Heard This Productions and Publications Network. For more great shows and blogs and vlogs, please visit www.yhhtmpc.com.
Welcome to YHHTMPC. Wait.
What does that mean exactly?
Oh yeah, You Haven't Heard This Music Podcast, a show about introducing lesser-known music of lesser-known artists from all over the world.
And now, without further ado, a one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
Welcome to You Haven't Heard This Music Podcast, Season 5, Episode 12, Side B. This is a podcast about lesser-known music by lesser-known artists. As I stated, it's Side B. The podcast is made of two parts, obviously Side A and Side B. You can go back and check out Season 5, Episode 12, Side A, which is more of a magazine-style show, kind of like a British panel show type situation. It's all about the shits and giggles. We have music in it as well. But yeah, different sections, lots of fun, lots of laughing, lots of banter. Definitely worth checking out. So yeah, we have Side A, and then the next week we have Side B. Side A next week, Side B. Side A next week, Side B. Side B is all about the music, all about the artists who send in their music to us. We give them a play, we give them a chance to let the listeners find out about them. So yeah, that is basically what this is. Less chattering from the host and just all about the music. So yeah, so I want to get straight into it, but before I do, please go over to www.yhhtmpc.com, and over there you'll find everything we do. We've got lots of vlogs, blogs, and other podcasts, mainly music related. So if you're into new music, you'll find shitloads of stuff over there. Please go over, please go and check that out. If you want to send your music, or you've got any client, or you want to just, you know, find out more about us, or you want to engage in the podcast or with what's going on and let us know about the artists you've listened to and what you think, well, I'll leave links below, like to Discord and to emails, info@yhhtmpc.com, so you can engage with us and join in. So I'm going to get straight into it. No fucking but I've usually got Mike O'Sullivan with me. He usually joins me, but he's away. I don't know why. It's none of my business. So hopefully he'll be back next time. He'll bring some artists. Mike is part of the Stream on Distro. Well, he runs Stream on Distro, which is like a partner to us now. It's all about music distribution and providing the best music distribution. And he helps the artists as well, unlike a lot of other distributors. He provides a personal service, but you can check that out over on the website. So yeah, less of the dilly-dallying, less of the talking, straight onto the music, because that's what this side of the show is all about. We're going to start with an artist called Hannah Strumner and her song, Are You Ready to Go?
Hey, my name's Hannah Strumner. I'm a songwriter-singer from the USA, and I'm 20 years old. The song that I am submitting to you guys today is called Are You Ready to Let Go? It's a country pop song that I wrote about when you're at that point in a relationship where you've already had that breakup, but you're still holding on to those memories that you've had with the person, the good and bad, and you're ready to let go of them. And that is the hardest part, in my opinion, on a relationship. It could be months after, 6 months after, a year after. It still can be really painful to move on sometimes. I was greatly inspired to songwrite because of looking up to a lot of iconic people from the 70s and 80s, like Billy Joel and Bobby Gentry. They truly inspired me when it came to writing music, along with great artists today who are still recording albums, like Taylor Swift and Carrie Underwood. There are so many talented artists that have inspired me. What else has inspired me was when I was 17 years old, I was rushed to the hospital, diagnosed as a type 1 diabetic. It was a very scary experience, and I told myself that I'm going to start pursuing music not only as what I was doing, a hobby, but as a career, because you only live once and you never know what happens tomorrow. So I wanted to make sure that I had the opportunity to experience doing what I love as a career. So I did, and I'm very thankful that I have. I really love every single second of it. And I can't wait for you guys to hear my upcoming album, Hannah Strumner. It's my debut album. And Are You Ready to Let Go is the single of it. So I can't wait for you guys to hear it. Thanks for listening.
It was the hardest thing I did. I never expected it. Cutting ties is what I did. Breaking up the static. And I could hardly hear your voice anymore. Is that because you rarely call? And all I hear are the echoes from yourself about a year ago. Are you ready to let go? When you're gone, what have you been up to? And why do you only come around when you have something to beg for? And every time I always see you, it ends in a slam door. Are you ready to let go? Till you die, it's better to say goodbye than let it ruin your whole life. And I can almost hear your voice again when I think about you. But if I just move on, then I don't have to. Are you ready to let go? Are you ready to let go? Are you ready to let go?
Hannah Strumner there with Are You Ready to Let Go? Lovely start to the show there. Go check her out. I'll leave links to her and all the other artists in the show notes. So if you like them, you can go check them out. Go show them some love. Go download their music. Go add them on Spotify. If you like the artist you listen to and you become a fan, you should go buy their work. Support independent artists. And on that same note, I too am an independent creator. We here at You Haven't Heard This Music Podcast in YHHT Productions and Publications, we are independent creators looking out for independent artists. So please consider supporting us over on Patreon, patreon.com/YHHTMPC. We don't have any Patreons. I don't usually push it, but I'm pushing it now. If you're an artist and you join up, we'll give your latest music, your latest releases, a play on the show. We'll send you an invite link to our members only area where you can post all your latest works, and we'll promo you on all of our socials and give you a play as well. So yeah, please consider supporting us. It's only going to cost like the price of a coffee a month, but every little bit helps because we put a lot of time, effort and money into this, and yeah, it'd be nice. But less of that, moving on. Yeah, we're going to move on to our next artist, who is Martin Leary with his song See Your Love.
Hi, my name's Martin Leary and I'm a singer-songwriter from Glasgow, Scotland. My main influences, the usual suspects of my kind of sound, like Oasis, kind of Britpop, so Stereophonics, the Beatles, Libertines kind of later, than Arctic Monkeys. But I like listening to a lot of different genres, so like Dr. Dre or even Scooter. I take little bits of everything. My newest track is called See Your Love, and it's about potentially not realising that someone loves you. And when you do, it becomes something special, or could be. There's a wee bit of kind of, obviously Kate Bush is the flavour of the week at the moment, so I've kind of shoehorned a wee bit of influence there. You notice that with the kind of string section. And come, I would say, Champagne Supernova, the way it kind of builds up. There's two kind of influences in this one. I just wrote it on the acoustic guitar, like most of my songs, and I went into the studio, and I worked with a guy, G-Man, from HQ Glasgow. So he is kind of a lot of the brains behind the kind of, it's a big production song, and you notice that there's a lot in it, and take my hat off to him for that one. He certainly made it a bigger track than I expected it to be. You can find my music on the usual streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, so you can give us a wee like there, that'd be nice. And also a YouTube channel. It's got mainly lyric videos, but I've got a couple of official videos there. If you want to check them out, it'd be cool. Thank you.
Alone is a better way. Out of doubt, can't feel the pain. But I think you changed my mind. Resistance seems to with time. Thinking about the time when I just want somebody. Thinking about the time when I didn't realize.
Love it is beautiful, so
ethereal number there from Martin Leary with his song See Your Love. Not quite what I was expecting from his description, but pleasantly surprised nonetheless. So yeah, this is a non-genre specific podcast. We will play anything if it's good. So the way we start the B-side is start off quite mellow, quite poppy, quite singer-songwriter-y, and then we'll build up to the more heavy stuff like the rock towards the second half type thing. But yeah, this week we didn't have as much rock, but we usually get a lot in. But yeah, that's the way this works. So yes, we can move swiftly on to our next artist, who is Electro Death Funk. Now, when I heard that name, I was expecting something very hard, something very maybe emo with a bit of screaming. So I was surprised by this one. But yeah, very good nonetheless. So yeah, this is Electro Death Funk with I Can Feel Your Body. Death Funk with their song I Can Feel Your Body. They did send in a video telling me all about them, and I feel bad not playing it because they put a lot of effort in. They covered the voice and they wore the skeleton masks and everything, and unfortunately because of the way they covered the voice, it was very difficult to tell what they were saying, so I couldn't really put it in. But a bit about them. They say, our history is quite brief given we have only been together less than a year. We are two experienced musicians who decided to collaborate online during the pandemic and explore the world of electronic dance music. We are always writing songs, and we specifically wanted to see what would happen if we attempted to use this genre as a vehicle for us to express our creative output. It has been an incredibly enjoyable and rewarding experience with surprisingly eclectic results. Our dream, like that of most musicians, writers and producers, is to make a living out of what we do. Any support or feedback you can provide us with that will help us on our journey and would be greatly appreciated. We are open to any suggestions and constructive criticism, so please feel free to offer any guidance. We really hope you enjoy our pop song and that at the very least it adds some positivity to your day. And it did do that. It's very 80s, isn't it? Very 80s, typically 80s. The rap at the end was a bit cheesy, but nostalgic for me. I enjoyed it because it took me back to the late 80s, early 90s with that cheesy feel. And I think they knew what they were doing. They were going for that, you know, them trying to bring back that feeling. So they achieved it. I liked it. Sorry I couldn't use your video, guys. As far as constructive criticism goes, I would say be a bit more clearer when you're doing interviews and describing yourself over videos and such like. But yeah, great song. Love this a lot. Next, we're going to move on. Yeah, again, if you want to find out anything about these guys or any of the other guys, check them out in the show notes. Links to them will be provided. Moving on to our next artists. We got The Last Survivor with their song The Wasp.
My name's Decky Headrock. I'm part of Last Survivor. We're an electronic three-piece from Ireland. It's made up of myself, Mike McCallion, who is our drummer and songwriter. There's also our lovely vocalist Cara Malloy. I'm the music producer. I've been producing electronic dance music for maybe over 20 years. I would have been releasing under maybe different aliases like the Japanese Pop Stars and Head Rock Valley Beats, and in that time I would have worked and released songs with Robert Smith from The Cure, Morgan Kibbe from M83, John Spencer Blues Explosion. I've also remixed Beyoncé Knowles, Depeche Mode, Daft Punk, and there's a long list there. But I think our sound has sort of been a culmination of all my experience up to this point. I'd stopped actually writing dance music for a good few years, and I had been listening to more synthwave and maybe 80s soundtracks and, you know, 80s rock music. And I think it's heavily influenced where we're at right now. We've written an album. It's called Kill for Love, and it's out next month. We can't wait for you guys to hear it. And if you want to check us out, look, we're on the usual social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Come and say hello. Honestly, I would love if you followed us and reached out. And hopefully, fingers crossed, you'll like our music.
Keep this running through my veins.
Last Survivor there with The Wasp. Big Soft Cell vibes I was getting from that. Also, some stuff that I'd have been listening to in the mid to late 90s. Great, some great production. Like this a lot. So, yeah, go check Last Survivor out in the show notes. Who we got next? Skimming through these, like I said, this show isn't about me, the host, and what I've got to say. No one gives a shit what I've got to say in this. It's all about the artist. So, moving straight on to our next artist, who is Alexander Kidd with his song of time, T-H-I-M-E, of time, and the river.
Hello, and thank you very much for having me on your podcast. I am Alexander Kidd, K-Y-D, and I'm a composer and guitarist originally from Sofia, the capital of Bulgaria. Before moving to Britain, I lived for a while in Denmark and in China. And one of the main things to be said about me is that I'm very curious about different cultures and places, and I love traveling. I see traveling as a kind of spiritual education. I compose and release my own original music. My main instrument is obviously the guitar, but I'm trying to branch out and to make things a little more interesting and varied by working with other musicians as well. For example, I've worked with a trumpet player and a female vocalist, and on my latest piece I have used a clarinetist. People have described my music as being very cinematic, contemplative. It allegedly stimulates the mind and nurtures the soul, and all of these descriptions are valid, but of course language has its limitations, and I think we should just leave music to speak for itself. My main musical influences are bands like Cocteau Twins and Radiohead, but as I grow older I'm becoming more and more interested in classical music. People like Debussy, Chopin, Beethoven, Scriabin. And also, oddly enough, I've recently begun to appreciate the beauty and richness of Bulgarian traditional music, especially for its uneven rhythms. Like, it seriously uses a lot of odd time signatures, and I've recently started to appreciate that. My latest composition is called Of Time and the River. It's a slow guitar instrumental. Again, I think it's very cinematic. As I said, there's also a clarinet part, which I think is making things a little more interesting and fresh. Besides the use of a clarinet, the other interesting thing is the time signature. I've chosen to use 9/8, which is a rather unusual meter, and I think it gives the piece more depth. You can find me on all the major streaming platforms. Just type in Alexander Kidd, K-Y-D, in Spotify, Apple Music, Bandcamp, and all of the rest, and you will find me. Perhaps the most interesting thing about my life in London is that for the past 2.5 years, I've been working as a music teacher in a prison. It's by far the most interesting and rewarding job I've ever had. Basically, I believe that music can help you enormously if you are in a dark place in your life. Music can teach you certain very important skills that might help you in your life after prison. In other words, I believe that if you use your time wisely, you can leave prison equipped with real skills and capable of making better choices, and music can be a big part of that. Thank you so much again for having me. I hope you enjoy my new composition, Of Time and the River, by Alexander Kidd. Take care and all best.
Alexander Kidd with Of Time and the River. In hindsight, I should probably have put this song first in the playing list. It is definitely the most chilled, the most relaxed of all the songs we're going to play. Songs, compositions. This is a composition. Absolutely phenomenal. Absolutely beautiful. Kind of something I could meditate. I say meditate. I can't meditate for shit. But if I was going to, this would be... I can definitely sit down and relax to this, though. It's absolutely beautiful. If you go over to www.yhhtmpc.com, you will find that we feature artists over there. So what we do is, when we feature an artist, we give them a page on the website. We give them access to our members area, so when they release new music, they can post in the members area what's new, what's happening, and then we promo all their new stuff. To all the artists on this episode, you have an open invitation. If you want to be featured on our website, we'll create a page for you. Let me know over at richie@yhhtmpc.com. And if you'd like to be featured, everybody on this episode, you have an open invitation. We'll create you a page and we'll promo your stuff. We'll give you send you an invite link to the members area. We'd love to have you as part of our team. If you're an artist and you're not on this episode, you can contact me at info@yhhtmpc.com, where you can send your submissions and you'll be considered for a place on the website or just a place on the podcast. Just send over your EPK and we'll take a listen. But yes, Alexander Kidd there, Of Time and River, absolutely beautiful. Love that a lot. So moving on to our next artist, who is Ralph of London with Flowers of Edo.
Hello, this is Ralph from Ralph of London, ship hop quartet originating from London, currently based between France and England. Our music draws on inspirations of British guitar pop, Afro polyrhythm, synth pop, to fuse our very own genre, which we like to call ship hop. Our latest single, Flowers of Edo, is about the Japanese concept of divine retribution, in which these great fires regularly sweep across the city, looking like flowers on the horizon, destroying all of the evil and the filth in its way. You can listen to us on all platforms, stream us online, check out our videos on YouTube. We also have our very own video game, which you can play at www.ralphoflondon.com/game.
Ablaze, pick it up now.
Ralph of London with Flowers of Edo. Very poppy this episode. Very poppy indeed. Lots of pop music. And we have got... It's not... I don't think we have any rock music in this one. Nothing major in a way. This podcast is for those people out there that when asked, what do you like? What kind of music do you like? We go, I like anything really. And then people shove that, look at you like you're a piece of shit for liking any style of music. That's what this podcast is for. It's for those people who like pretty much anything. I mean, we can have anything from we can have classical music. We've had classical music in the past, and we've had absolute screaming music, but it not just for the sake of having it, if it sounds good. I mean, don't get me wrong, the screaming music, it's few and far between, but occasionally we'll get some and it does sound absolutely fucking amazing, so we'll play it because it sounds good. So yeah, we don't distinguish between genres, we just play what's good, and the music on this episode has been good. We haven't, like I said, we just haven't had much heavier stuff that we like this week, but yeah, we're open to fucking anything. So yeah, Ralph of London, Flowers of Edo, great track, nice and poppy. Go check them out, go show them some love, stalk them and do all the good stuff. But moving on to our next artist, who is Eventide, Eventyd, and their song Thinking of You.
Hey, I'm Eventide, and I'm a bedroom post-punk dream pop artist based in Austin. So this project was born when the pandemic started, basically with the first stimulus check. I bought a Mac and then got into GarageBand, and then I bought a bass and an electric drum kit, and that kind of snowballed into a kind of like a new genre that I hadn't explored before. I was used to playing more like alternative rock and indie punk before the pandemic with my old band. But once I started playing around with GarageBand and also just like being, I guess, emotionally or mentally informed by just the state of things, and just, you know, empty cityscapes and going for long walks and aimless drives and just having all the time in the world to do absolutely nothing, it kind of put me in this place where, yeah, I wanted to express that with my music. And with all the time I had quarantining. I mean, the sound I'm aiming for is melancholic, somber, contemplative, overcast, and so on. But then there's also like a dimension of optimism, or at least I think. And the idea is just kind of like to give that sense that, like, that melancholic disposition that one may have isn't necessarily permanent, and there's always opportunity waiting around the corner, and it's just a matter of, you know, whether or not you're willing to kind of, I guess, in some cases go against the grain and basically carve your own place in this world. But yeah, so again, that the sound is a combination of dark but also mixed with hopeful, if you will. I think it sounds very coming of agey, and yeah, that's my aim. And then some of my influences are Dive, Beach Fossils, and Daywave, mainly for this project. I also really like Porches, as far as, you know, home-cooked music that just slaps. So the first iteration of Thinking of You was actually written like 5 years ago now, when I was living in the UK. So I was at a bar one night. The band I was in had just finished playing, and after we played, I just took to dancing with a girl I had met. And, you know, while we were dancing, we talked a bit and kind of got to know each other on a surface level. And she was a nurse and had all her life together, pretty much. And meanwhile, I was just kind of a vagabond musician who was just interested in making ends meet and writing songs. And yeah, I mean, I obviously I was like quickly falling in love, but I was also just like seeing the impossibility of anything between us ever happening at the same time. So I naturally did what any songwriter does in that sort of scenario. and any like moments of intense emotions. And, you know, the following day I started writing this song. And it was just an acoustic guitar, vocal melody type of ballad. And it wasn't until a few months ago, maybe not a few months ago, like half a year ago, when I revisited this song, but now in the context of Eventide, having picked up, you know, bass and drums and general bedroom production, and also having like defined, just having a more refined sound that I didn't have when I wrote this song originally. You know, before I literally was just singer-songwriter. I just knew how to play guitar and sing. And now I have a better ear for like braiding guitar lines and bass together into into a thick braid that kind of just gives a different feeling than just chords do. So yeah, Thinking of You is basically an unrequited love song, if you will. You know, it came from a place where that song was the only thing I really felt like I had to offer in a relationship. I couldn't even offer stability per se, but I could offer like love and respect is basically what the words are conveying. You can find my music on Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud, YouTube Music, basically any streaming platform that you listen to music on. And I'm hoping that you'll also be able to find me playing at your local bar or venue in the future. Right now it's still just me, myself, and I working out of my room, but I have started to talk to some people to put a band together, and I'm hoping that I'll be able to start playing shows by fall of this year, if not maybe closer into the winter of this year. But I definitely want to tour in 2023, and then from there just, you know, keep touring and keep playing as much as I can.
Thank you.
So yeah, Eventide there with Thinking of You. Great track there, very reminiscent of the mid-2000s for me, like with the indie scene back then, like with the Snow Patrol, Elbow and bands like that. Very nostalgic, like this a lot. Really good, nice indie track. Moving on swiftly, go check them out, by the way, in the show notes. If you like them, follow them, buy their work. Moving on to our next track then with Jadel with his song, their song, his song, Heartbreak in the Summertime.
What up, everybody? It's your boy Jadel from the New Jersey area. The song you are listening to is called Heartbreak in the Summertime. I made it last year, 2021. I made it about a girl who I was dating who left me down bad in the heartbreak game. I'm a hip-hop artist with upbeat, jumpy, and lyrical tracks. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, all platforms, SoundCloud, and Spotify included. On my Instagram, you'll find me dancing the Jersey Club, which I love. Shout out to You Haven't Heard This Music podcast, and much love. Peace.
And I got a lot of things I keep from you. They go way too deep, only seen in sleep. What you want from me now? Slow down, can't keep tears in the background. Why you got a lot of things you change around me? Love the way it seems, they change your ways. Can't be seen around me now.
Broke down, I can't keep tears in the background. I tried to play it cool, but you played me now. What am I to do now? I lost my worth, gotta get over you now. Slow down, I can't keep tears in the background. And I had a lot of peeps that changed on me, went away from me, gotta do my thing. But what you want from me?
Broke down, lost my worth, you won't call now. Keep from me, they go way too deep, only seen in sleep. What you want from me now? Slow down, can't keep tears in the background. Why you got a lot of things you change around me? Love the way it seems, may change your ways. Can't be seen around me now. It seems absurd to keep my mouth shut, I be watching my words. And there's a slipping, people think of me worse. It's not a curse, it's a flaw. Some thoughts be throwing me off, they got me blocked and then they blowing me off. I'm too soft, I'm at a loss, I'm at a loss, I'm at a loss, at a loss, I'm at a loss, at a loss, at a loss, yeah. Broke down, lost my worth, you won't call now. And I got a lot of things I keep from you, they go way too deep, only seen in sleep. What you want from me? Slow down, can't keep tears in the background. Why you got a lot of things you change around me? Love the way it seems, may change your ways. Can't be seen around me now.
Heartbreak in the Summertime. Great track there, bit of hip-hop, see, mixing it up. We mix it up on this podcast, non-genre specific. Love that track, actually. Right at the end there, that abstract Eastern vibe. That's to die for. I really like that. It was very strange. Some really good production in that. Love that a lot. Right, we've got two tracks left. We've got our next one, which is Iota with Take It.
Scream if you want to go faster.
We are in the Iota recording studio.
We are Iota, a rock band from Bristol.
Hi, we're Iota. We're from Bristol. My name's JD.
My name's Tom.
I'm Jace.
I'm Mule.
My name's Joe.
story behind our name is we were kind of, well, that Jose, you can
say. Yeah, not really that inspiring. It was when we obviously first started out and trying to sort of come up with something not shit and just constantly writing things down on your phone and whatnot. And I was on the bus on the way to uni or something, and saw IOTA written somewhere and thought it was kind of cool, and it was kind of the best option that we had at that point, and we just never really thought about it much after that.
I actually really hated it, but I quite like it now, it's alright.
I kind of wish that we had questioned it at the beginning of the battle when we joined, to be honest.
To be honest, I think we're about to start a whole...
Then it would have ended up as like nail bite or needle.
It's exactly what we would have... Those three are exactly
bubble
what
gum.
So we're like heavily influenced by that kind of 90s grunge realm of like Nirvana, Smash Mouth. Smashing Pumpkins,
Garbage.
Yeah, that sort of realm. But we also like No Doubt, you know, Queens of Stone Age,
modern stuff like Bring the Horizon, Static Dress,
Teenage Wrist,
yeah, Softkill. I mean, yeah, I know, wrong band. I do love Softkill though, but yeah, Softkill.
Yeah, Soft Cult, Soft Everything,
yeah. Just that sort of realm.
You heard that a lot, haven't you?
We're kind of going a bit heavier with this new stuff now, so influences are changing and we're ever evolving. So the song that we are playing is Take It. It's about kind of personifying anxiety as a person and like that fight within yourself to kind of battle against like anything that's kind of stopping you from doing what you want to do, and that was kind of aimed at anxiety for this song, and just mental health in general.
So yeah, you can find us on all our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. It's all just at @IOTAOfficialUK. So yeah, go check us out.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Cheers guys.
Nice one.
Thank you.
Take It. Oh, this song was fucking brilliant. Absolutely fucking amazing. There's a wall of sound coming from each fucking instrument and the vocalist, just mixed brilliantly, absolutely mixed perfectly, because when you've got a wall of sound like that coming from each instrument, to mix them and make them blend as well as they have in this, it's not easy. Fantastic mix, really well done. Love this a lot. Great song, bit punky, fucking love it. Really rocks. These guys seem like a bag of fun as well. So Iota, if you're listening to this, and I assume you are because you want to find out what people are saying about you, you are welcome to join me and the other guys on the A-side. Go check out the A-side that we've done in the previous. If you like what we do there, you'd be more than welcome to join us as a guest. And we'll promote your stuff further on there as well. So yeah, do that. And then just if you like it, hit me up. Richie@yhhtmpc.com. Let me know. Or on Twitter or Discord or wherever. Just go and sign up and shit. So yeah, really good. Love that a lot. Iota, by the way, I own Iota. Not you as a band, but I own the token, the cryptocurrency Iota. It's a open source distributed ledger and cryptocurrency. It's designed for the Internet of Things. It's not based on I'm fucking waffling now, but most cryptocurrency is based on blockchain. Iota, they've created something called the Tangle, which works better than blockchain. But yeah, Iota is you probably know, you looked into it, but yeah, it's a cryptocurrency. So yes, Iota, go check them out. Go download their stuff because they're fucking brilliant. That sounds awesome. So we're going to finish off now with a band called Slag Heap with their song Destination Boyfriend. I've left this one till last because it's a bit more obscure than the rest. I'm thinking it's going to be Marmite. It's going to divide a crowd. Some people are going to love it. Some people are going to hate it. I don't like Marmite. I do like this band. It's very DIY. It's very garage bandy, but I just love the feeling about that. I love their vibe, so like this a lot. If you like them, you can go check them out in the show notes. Go show them some love. But yeah, I'm done here. I'm going to play them out. Please go to www.yhhtmpc.com. Check out everything we do, all the other podcasts we support, all the blogs and everything else. If you want to become part of what we do, hit me up at info@yhhtmpc.com. Send your EPK, send everything over to there, we'll check you out. patreon.com/yhhtmpc. We'll have an absolute fucking party for the first person who becomes a patron. It's only £3 a month, price of a cup of coffee. If you like what we do, you appreciate what we do for artists, please consider supporting us, because it costs me a lot of time and a lot of money each month, and I don't want to become rich. I just want to be able to cover my overheads and our overheads. So yeah, please consider doing that. What else? I think that's pretty much it. Fuck it. We're done. You beautiful bunch of cunts. It's been emotional. So I'm going now. And until next time, I have been Richie. This has been You Haven't Heard This Music Podcast, Season 5, Episode 12, Side B. Thank you for listening. If indeed you still are.
Oh, hey, I'm Lydia from Slag Heap. Our band is from Bristol. We met down the mine, and you're about to listen to our new single, Destination Boyfriend, which is about compulsory heteronormativity and roadside snacks. We are a DIY post-punk cun band, and you can find us on Insta or Facebook or Bandcamp.
No.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.